In this bulletin, New South Wales records 12 new cases of COVID-19, Queensland to reopen its border to Victorians, and Barnaby Joyce sworn in as the new Deputy Prime Minister. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded 12 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Five were reported to 8 p.m. last night, and another seven have been detected overnight. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Everybody in Sydney has to now follow that compulsory mask wearing in indoor venues, including public transport, not just those seven local government areas, but all of Sydney. That means hospitality workers, retail workers, all of us that go and visit those retail outlets, go shopping for all indoor events. Obviously, workplaces are excluded, but all workplaces have a COVID safety plan. So if you're in a workplace, you have to maintain the social distancing and make sure your workplace safety plan is in place. But outside of that, mask wearing will be compulsory for at least another week.
States and territories are easing border restrictions on Victorian travellers just in time for the school holidays. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced travel restrictions will lift on Friday.
That's great news for people there. I know there's a lot of people that would have had their holidays booked to Queensland, so Dr Young's very comfortable where Victoria is at. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on New South Wales. And once again, I know the Health Minister will stress this, if you're a Queenslander, it's probably best not to travel to New South Wales at this time. But we're keeping a very close eye on New South Wales.
South Australia will also reopen to travellers from Greater Melbourne on Friday. And the Northern Territory has revoked its hotspot status for Greater Melbourne. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. The new infection is a man in his 60s who attended a restaurant at the same time as an infected flight attendant from Portugal. State Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says a hotel quarantine staff member may have transmitted the virus to that flight attendant. Victoria has recorded zero new locally acquired infections from more than 13,000 tests. Two cases were detected in hotel quarantine. It's welcome news for Victorians as the state government remains on track to further ease restrictions later this week. Barnaby Joyce has, for the second time, ascended to Australia's second highest political office, the Deputy Prime Minister's position. Mr. Joyce has been officially sworn in during a ceremony at Government House by the Governor-General, David Hurley.
I, Barnaby Thomas Gerard Joyce, do swear that I will truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia. So help me God. Thank you very much.
Detectives say they're hunting three men believed to be involved in the kidnapping of former Australian Test cricketer Stuart McGill. Police have released CCTV footage of two men entering a Bunnings store just hours before McGill was abducted and assaulted at gunpoint by a group of men on the evening of April 14. Detectives say the men bought items that police believe were used during the incident to intimidate McGill. Well, now today's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Adelaide rain developing, a top of 17. Melbourne mostly sunny, 16 degrees. Hobart much the same, 13. Canberra partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong a possible shower, 19 degrees. Sydney similar conditions, 18. Newcastle a shower or two, 19 degrees. Brisbane mostly sunny, 22. Cairns cloudy and 27. And Darwin humid and sunny at a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.